thanks to the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
G'day there and welcome to episode 14 of series 2 of Blues with a Feeling, the official podcast. Lots of stuff to share with you. The 43rd Blues Music Awards have just been held in Memphis after a COVID disruption. So this week I'll be playing you a couple of tracks from just some of the artists selected by voters to receive an award. Sue Foley, winner of the traditional blues album category. Anika Chambers, Soul Blues Female Artist of the Year. Mike Finnegan, the winner of the Pine Top Perkins Piano Player Award, and Selwyn Birchwood for Song of the Year. Just a taste, really. There'll be plenty more from the Blues Music Awards in the next couple of weeks, as I celebrate Blues with a Feeling's inaugural Charlie Musselwhite Month. Charlie's new album, Mississippi Sun, hits the stores in early June, and it's a beauty. One of the blues world's all-time greats of the harmonica, Charlie also played all the guitar on this album, and it's quite stunning. Reflecting the journey in life and music that he's experienced over 70-odd years and close to 40 albums. And seeing him now, again, living in Mississippi, 75 years after he left at the age of 3. So we're celebrating with a selection of great Charlie Musselwhite album features, tonight with his 1990 debut for Alligator Records, Ace of Harps. It's Charlie and his razor-sharp band absolutely on fire at a time when the world's music fans had been invigorated by Stevie Ray. And it was like being back in Brisbane in the late 80s when I first saw the Charlie Musselwhite Band in concert. So that's still to come. And we'll get to those Blues Music Award winners too. But first, with the first single from his new album, Mississippi Sun, is Charlie Musselwhite's Blues Gave Me a Ride.
Serious as a heart attack. If the moon dead, shine too bright at night. I spin it around to the darker side. I broke the twinkling stars straight from the sky. Serenade you to sleep with a lullaby. I'd steal the sun from you if you asked me to. So only you can see it shine. I climb mountains just to get to you. I jump canyons if I had to do it. Nothing wouldn't keep me back. Oh, I'm serious as a heart attack. If you were my queen in ancient time and someone dared to steal you away, there isn't an ocean wide enough for them to escape their fate. I'd launch 10,000 ships and 10 million swords to return you to my side. Not a soul will come back without you intact. I'd fight for you until the end of time. I'd climb mountains just to get to you. I'd jump canyons if I had to do anything. Serious as a heart attack. I climb mountains. Just to get to you. Serious, dog.
Hi, this is Sue Foley, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling.
Blowing my mind. Listen here, baby. Don't
Van Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
When it was released, I suspected Sue Foley's rough and tumble live off the floor record Pinkies Blues could figure well in the voting. And so it's been proven, with Sue receiving the gong for Traditional Blues Album and also the highly prestigious Coco Taylor Award for Traditional Blues Female Artist at this year's Blues Music Awards in Memphis. If you've been with me over the last 12 months here on the Blues with a Feeling podcast, you've heard that track many times. Sue Foley and the title track of her award-winning record, Pinkies Blues. Before that, another lady long predicted as a great, Anika Chambers, Soul Blues Female Artist of the Year, Raggedy and Dirty. And with his Song of the Year, I'd Climb Mountains, Selwyn Birchwood. Righto, as I mentioned, it's Charlie Musselwhite month here on the show in the lead up to the release of Charlie's new album Mississippi Sun in a month. Some very cool album features coming up. Next week, Charlie's debut album from 1967, Stand Back, Here Comes Charlie Musselwhite's Southside Band. A groundbreaking album in introducing blues fans and music fans in general, frankly, to the notion that white folks could play the blues and play them right. But this week, we're going back 32 years, a time when the greats of the blues regularly visited Australia, and Charlie Musselwhite was, to the best of my memory, possibly the first I'd been able to experience up close and personal, and certainly the greatest harmonica player I'd ever seen. Now, I suspect still, a time when in 1990, Charlie signed with Alligator Records and released this wonderful album, Ace of Harps, a modern classic that opens with this wonderful Charlie Musselwhite song, The Blues Overtook Me.
The blues overtook me when I was we'll my baby away. Blown smoke back at me. Conductor, please, conductor, can a poor boy ride your train? Hey, conductor, poor boy, ride your train. Well, ain't none of my boy have to hobo in the rain. I don't feel welcome here.
Hey, this is Charlie Musselwhite, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bendley. I ain't lying.
Your one.
woman comes to see me every now and then. You know when she comes rolling in around 3 o'clock in the morning, you can only wonder where has your woman been. She's been with me, that's where she's been. Mama, I just had to call you up on the telephone. Hello, baby. Mama, I just had to call you up on the telephone. Thinking about you all the time. Woman, I just can't wait to get you all alone. Sometimes she may be your woman, woman sure comes to see me sometime. You know when she's at home, sitting there looking right at you. My good loving's what's on your woman's mind. Yeah, if you happen to see me coming, better keep your woman right by your side. Yeah, if you happen to see me coming, better keep your woman by your side. I tell you why. 'Cause if your woman flag my train, I sure gotta let your woman ride.
ankle deep in the red dirt on the shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
I hope you're enjoying week one of Charlie Musselwhite Month. This week's feature album is Charlie's Alligator Records debut, Ace of Harps. Listening to this album last week put quite the rocket up my everlasting, and here we are. That song, Brooke Benton's Kiddio. And before that, She May Be Your Woman, and Big Boy Crudup's classic, Mean Old Frisco. In the weeks to come, another couple of wonderful album features, including the record Delta Hardware, made at a time when a young Kid Anderson was playing guitar in the Charlie Musselwhite Band. And in a month, I'll bring you my chat with Charlie from his home in Clarksdale and feature his wonderful new album, Mississippi Sun. So spread the word, my friends, and thanks as always to you for downloading or tuning in, for sharing it with your friends, and for liking, following and commenting at the Facebook page Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling. And my everlasting love and gratitude to the folks at the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland for getting me back on air these last 12 months as we approach a year of Blues with a Feeling, the official podcast, in what is now the program's 29th year of playing the blues for y'all. From this week's feature album, Ace of Harps, here's another Charlie Musselwhite classic, River Hip Mama.
everybody. This is Tim Wilson, and you are listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bendley.
gets off my mind. I don't try no more. There's a reason I'm hanging on, and I won't let go. If you only knew, baby, how much I care for you. Well, I really don't believe you treat me like you do. I'm hanging on, baby. I'm hanging on now. Hanging on to you, honey. Baby, I'm hanging right now.
This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
Celebrating the release of the new album by Charlie Musselwhite, this is Charlie Musselwhite Month here on Blues with a Feeling. 29 years, give or take a week or two, since Tiger Bales first asked me to produce the show for 4AAA, and here we are. Charlie will be my guest on the show in a month as we chat about the new record, about his move back to Mississippi to live in Clarksdale, and about just some of the blues greats that figured so heavily in the development of Charlie's playing and career, like John Lee Hooker and those giants of the harmonica, Marion Little Walter Jacobs and Big Walter Shaky Horton. And between then and now, a couple of classic record features to keep you hanging on. Also in that set, Leaving Your Town and Yesterday's. One of Alligator Records' big successes back in the day, this record, Ace of Harps. And I do hope you're digging it. More from Charlie, and then a couple more winners from the weekend's Blues Music Awards, Vanessa Collier and Mike Finnegan. This is Blues with a Feeling.
Well, now, hello, hello, pretty baby. May I ask, what may be? Broke on down. I was headed west.
My road lies in darkness, just as far as I can see. My road lies in darkness, just as far as I can see. I ain't got nobody come and see about me.
Of Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, and you're listening to Sean Bindley on Blues with a Feeling.
Yeah.
thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland. Playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling.
The winner of the Contemporary Blues Female Artist at the 43rd Blues Music Awards in Memphis on the weekend, that's singer and saxophone player Vanessa Collier, and Honey Up, the title track of her latest album. Just one of a really fine group of young artists making their way in the world of blues. And previous to that, from this week's featured album, Ace of Harps, as part of week one of Charlie Musselwhite Month here on the show, My Road Lies in Darkness and Hello Pretty Baby. Okay, one more from the BMAs, the winner of the Pine Top Perkins Piano Player Award, Mike Finnegan. No longer with us, sadly, after moving on last year. Here he is out front of the Phantom Blues Band, going home. Hold him close, okay?
Lord, I feel like going home. I tried and I failed, and I'm tired and weary. And everything I've done was wrong, so wrong. And I feel like going.